DMT versus ayahuasca, here's what is the difference. Both deliver the same molecule, N,N-DMT, a serotonergic psychedelic acting on the 5-HT2A receptor. The difference is entirely about how it is delivered. Smoked or vaporized DMT hits in seconds and is over in 5 to 20 minutes, a fast, blinding breakthrough. Ayahuasca is a brewed tea that combines a DMT plant with the Banisteriopsis caapi vine, whose harmala alkaloids are MAO inhibitors. That MAOI stops your gut and liver from destroying the DMT, making it orally active, producing a slow 4-6 hour visionary journey, usually with intense purging. So the whole contrast comes down to one thing, the MAOI. It is also what makes ayahuasca more dangerous to combine with other drugs. SSRIs and serotonergic drugs risk serotonin syndrome. Both are Schedule I in the US, though ayahuasca has religious exemptions. Education, not medical or use advice. Take the same key and open two completely different doors. That is the paradox at the heart of DMT and ayahuasca. The molecule that fills a glass pipe and the molecule that steeps in an Amazonian brew are one and the same, N,N-dimethyltryptamine, and yet the experiences could hardly be more different. One is a rocket, seconds to launch, a few minutes at the peak of an unspeakable elsewhere, and then you are back. The other is a river, a bitter cup, a long, slow current, hours of visions and purging, and for many, profound emotional reckoning. Understanding why the same molecule behaves so differently is one of the most elegant lessons in all of pharmacology. This article is education, not medical advice. We cover each on its own in depth. Our deep dives on DMT, on ayahuasca, and on the harmala alkaloids go further. But the question people actually ask is comparative. If it is the same molecule, why are they so different? And which is riskier? Here's the honest answer. Educational overview only, not medical or use advice. The same molecule, two worlds. At the center of both is N,N-dimethyltryptamine, DMT, a simple tryptamine psychedelic, and a close chemical relative of serotonin, melatonin, and psilocin. Its psychedelic effects come from agonism at the serotonin 5-HT2A receptor, with additional action at 5-HT1A, 5-HT2C, and sigma-1. Remarkably, DMT occurs naturally in trace amounts in the human body, in cerebrospinal fluid and other tissues, though its physiological role remains genuinely unresolved and debated. Wikipedia, DMT. The single most important fact for this whole comparison is this. DMT is destroyed by an enzyme called monoamine oxidase, MAO, in your gut and liver. Swallow pure DMT and MAO deaminates it before it can reach your brain. It is essentially inactive by mouth unless the dose is enormous. Everything that follows, the two radically different experiences, flows from how each method gets around that enzyme. Smoked DMT, the breakthrough. The brute force solution is to bypass the gut entirely. Smoked or vaporized DMT, a typical dose is around 20-60 milligrams, goes straight from the lungs to the bloodstream to the brain, giving the MAO no chance to intervene. The onset is almost instant, under 45 seconds, peaking within a minute and largely over in 5 to 20 minutes. Wikipedia, DMT. Its speed earned it a 1960s nickname, the businessman's trip, because a user could access the full depth of a psychedelic experience over a lunch break. But short does not mean mild. A full dose produces the famous breakthrough, a total replacement of reality with a coherent, often geometric, hyper-dimensional space, frequently populated by what feel like autonomous entities. Terence McKenna coined the term machine elves for the beings he met there. This was also the substance of Rick Strassman's landmark 1990s research at the University of New Mexico, where he gave roughly 400 intravenous doses to some 60 volunteers and called DMT the spirit molecule, more than half of whom reported encounters with non-human beings. Wikipedia, Rick Strassman. The MAOI trick, why ayahuasca works. The Amazonian solution is far more elegant, and it is frankly one of the most remarkable feats of pre-scientific pharmacology on Earth. Instead of bypassing the gut, ayahuasca disables the enzyme. The brew combines two plants, a DMT-containing leaf, usually Psychotria viridis, chacruna, and the Banisteriopsis capi vine, whose harmala V-carbolines, harmine, harmaline, and tetrahydroharmine, are reversible inhibitors of monoamine oxidase A, RAMAs. Block that enzyme, and the orally swallowed DMT is protected from deamination long enough to be absorbed and reach the brain, Wikipedia, ayahuasca. Somehow, out of tens of thousands of Amazonian plant species, indigenous peoples found the exact two, one holding the key molecule, the other holding the enzyme blocker that unlocks it by mouth, and combined them. That the V-carbolines also carry their own gentle serotonergic activity, tetrahydroharmine has weak SSRI-like properties, adds another layer to the brew's character. UTW psilocybin mushroom. Treats. Ayahuasca, the long journey. Because the DMT now has to be absorbed through the gut behind an enzyme block, ayahuasca comes on slowly, typically 30 to 60 minutes, and unfolds over 4 to 6 hours. The character is different too. Where smoked DMT is a sudden detonation, oral DMT with an MAOI produces a slower, deeper, more metaphysical and emotionally processual journey, more comparable to a long psilocybin experience, but many report more intense and more narrative. And then there is the purge, La Purga. Vomiting and sometimes diarrhea are a near universal, ritually meaningful part of ayahuasca, understood in the tradition as the release of stored emotion and heavy energy. Physiologically, it is linked to the surge of serotonergic signaling in the gut. Ayahuasca lives inside ceremony. Amazonian shamanic lineages, and the Brazilian syncretic churches Santo Daime and União do Vegetal, UDV, a container that shapes the whole experience. Worth noting, although often described as ancient, the specific brew likely spread across the Western Amazon only within the past few centuries. Duration is the whole story. Step back and the comparison collapses into one variable. The MAOI is the entire difference. Remove it and you have smoked DMT, seconds to onset, minutes to completion, because the molecule floods in and washes out fast. Add it and you have ayahuasca, an hour to build, hours to resolve, because the enzyme block holds the DMT in play far longer while it is slowly absorbed. Same receptor, same molecule, same fundamental psychedelic mechanism, but a completely different pharmacokinetic envelope and therefore a completely different lived experience. It is the cleanest illustration in all of psychedelics that how a molecule is delivered can matter as much as which molecule it is. Two experiences, two purposes. People reach for them differently. Smoked DMT is sought for its sheer, unfiltered intensity. The fastest, most complete ego transcendence available, compressed into minutes. It is often solitary and exploratory, a launch into hyperspace with little time for gentle integration during the experience itself. Ayahuasca is sought for the journey and the slow, guided, often grueling, emotional, and therapeutic arc held within ceremony, community, and a tradition of meaning-making. Neither is better. They are different tools, and the same person may find one overwhelming and the other transformative. Safety. The MAOI changes everything. This is where the difference stops being philosophical and becomes medical. Smoked DMT's main risks are the overwhelming acute intensity, genuine psychological distress, or a bad trip, and the risk of triggering psychosis in predisposed people, and, rarely, acute cardiovascular effects. It has low dependence potential and builds essentially no tolerance. Ayahuasca inherits all of that and adds the danger of the MAOI. Because the harmala alkaloids inhibit monoamine oxidase, combining ayahuasca with other serotonergic drugs, SSRIs, SNRIs, MDMA, DXM, and more, can cause potentially life-threatening serotonin syndrome, Wikipedia ayahuasca. Stimulants, amphetamines, cocaine, risk a hypertensive crisis. Standard contraindications include cardiovascular disease and a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder. The traditional MAOI tyramine diet caution is worth flagging honestly. Because harmala alkaloids are reversible, MAOA selective inhibitors, like the antidepressant moclobemide, the dietary tyramine risk appears to be much lower than long assumed and possibly minimal. but the SSRI serotonergic drug interaction is real and must be respected. Educational context only, not medical or use advice. The science, depression, extended states, and plasticity. Both are now serious objects of research. The landmark study is a 2019 randomized placebo-controlled trial of ayahuasca in treatment-resistant depression, Palhano, Fontes, et al., which found significantly higher response rates in the ayahuasca group at day 7, 64%, versus 27%. The first controlled trial of a psychedelic in treatment-resistant depression, Palhano, Fontes, et al., 2019. DMT itself is in clinical trials for depression, attractive precisely because its short duration could make dosing sessions more scalable than long-acting psychedelics. And a new frontier, extended-state DMT, DMTX, using a continuous infusion to hold a person in the DMT state for a prolonged steerable period, is turning the 10-minute breakthrough into something researchers can actually study in depth. Legality in 2026. In the United States, DMT is Schedule I, and ayahuasca is illegal by virtue of containing it. The crucial exception is religious use. In the 2006 case, González versus O Centro Espírita Beneficente Unión de Vegetal, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that, under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the government could not bar the UDV Church from its sacramental ayahuasca tea. A 2009 federal ruling extended similar protection to Santo Daime, González versus O Centro. Internationally, the picture varies widely. Ayahuasca is protected cultural heritage in Peru and legal for religious use in Brazil, while several countries ban the ingredients. A handful of U.S. cities, Oakland, Santa Cruz, Ann Arbor, have decriminalized natural entheogens. Laws change quickly and vary by place. Verify locally. This is not legal advice. The honest bottom line, DMT and ayahuasca are the same molecule wearing two utterly different faces, and the mask is a single enzyme. Smoked DMT is the molecule set free. Instant, blinding, brief. Ayahuasca is the molecule held and slowed by the Harmala MAOI. Gradual, immersive, hours long, wrapped in ceremony and the purge. If you understand that one difference is the MAOI, you understand everything else that follows. The duration, the intensity curve, the ceremony, and the sharper safety risks of the brew. It is the most beautiful demonstration in psychedelics that the door you walk through depends not only on the key, but on how you turn it. OutView Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. DMT is intensely psychoactive. Ayahuasca's MAOI makes it genuinely dangerous to combine with SSRIs, other serotonergic drugs, stimulants, and certain foods and medications, with a real risk of serotonin syndrome or hypertensive crisis. Both are contraindicated for people with cardiovascular disease or a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder. This article is not a guide to using any substance. If you are in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, US. This article is education, not medical advice.